The other little ways we put ourselves down, it's not much. It's not much to it. It doesn't hold much water, although we think it does. So I'm suggesting you can take your focus off of that. That's really taking the focus off of yourself. Give yourself a break. And move your focus more on the bigger picture, so that you're not always telling yourself everything that's wrong with you, which is really just what you think is wrong with you. Ask your friends, they'll have a more accurate list. But no matter how many lists you collect, it's very insignificant compared to what you've already said yes to the fact that you're a person who can say yes to the unknown, yes to the adventure of reality. Very rarely do I hear people talk and get the sense that they've acknowledged themselves sufficiently for their own spiritual commitment. Very rarely. Most of us haven't really sized ourselves up correctly. Most of us haven't recognized sufficiently what we're doing, what we're willing for. What degree of grace we've already embraced. No matter what the story is, no matter what has happened in our life or what our history is or what anecdotes we can tell about who we met and what we did and where we went. That isn't the measure of who you are. That's just your story. It's primarily fictional. Although it feels and seems real to most of us. So the possibility is to look beyond the story, to recognize that that's more fiction than fact, and to start seeing yourself more for what you really are. What you really are is a divine being, moving for sure toward greater wisdom, greater understanding, and greater capacity. For sure. I'm not complimenting you, I'm not trying to make you feel good. That's what you've already signed on for. And once you sign on, it's inevitable. Now, it may take a day, it may take a month, it may take a decade, and it may take a lifetime. But sooner or later, depending on your degree of willingness to move slowly or quickly, you will have greater wisdom, you will have greater understanding, you will have greater spiritual awareness. It's inevitable. The people who sign up have to be patient because it may not come next week. But you also have to be open enough to recognize it may. You don't know when your day is coming. You really don't. And the day it comes, it always feels too fast. Even if it was 20 years, 30 years, you waited. The day it comes, you're like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know if I'm ready. That's always the human reaction. Now, you don't need to take my word for it, but nevertheless, I'm guaranteeing you that your day is coming. I don't say that to make you have faith. I don't say that to make you trust. I don't say that to give you hope. None of the above. I say it because I know it to be true.